Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Friday, the third day in October. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive. The third day is not an ordinary day. On the third day of creation, God gathered the waters, revealed dry land, and caused the earth to bring forth for vegetation. I prophesy to you, you will be fruitful this month. Remember, on the third day also, Jesus rose from the dead. Whatever had kept you on the same level, you are rising higher. Higher than where you are presently, you will rise bigger and stronger. You shall rise higher. They rolled a big stone to seal the sepulchre. They put the king's seal. They set the soldiers to watch. But when it was time for Jesus to rise, the stone rolled away, the king's seal broke away, and the soldiers slept away. I prophesy, this is your time to rise. This is your season to shine. All forces of oppression that kept you on the same spot, roll away in Jesus' name. Put your touch your forehead with your finger. I declare you unstoppable, unmolestable, and unkillable. Whether the enemy likes it or not, you will fulfill your destiny purpose. Who is this under pressure? Spiritual, physical, financial, marital, emotional, pressure at work, pressure within the family. I am hearing under pressure, pray for them. I prophesy, everyone under pressure, you are set free. I declare you pressure free. You shall be rescued. God shall intervene for you. This weekend, you shall hear good news. Raise your phone. I want to pray alert upon alert prayer again today. I prophesy alert upon alert, alert upon alert. You will hear, send me your bank account detail. Bang down, alert will be coming in Jesus' name. Please anoint yourself after this prayer. If you are going out today, take your anointed mantle along. Those traveling, going to important meeting, program, ceremony, writing an exam, an interview, those going to keep any appointment, take your mantle along. You shall return with sweet testimonies. October 3, bomb people. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will grow up gracefully. You will mark your birthday every year with joy, good health, and fulfillment in Jesus' name. Listeners, remember to join me on Turning Point Prayer Hub, securing the day from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, or wherever you are in any part of the world. If you are not within Nigeria time, as I have explained, go to your YouTube, your Facebook, click it, pray the prayer that we pray, sing the song that we sang, and prophesy like we prophesy, make the sacrifice that we made on a daily basis. Right? First issue for sharing today. Thank you for your prayers and counseling, sir. I'm a young widow. My husband died last year. I used to see him in my dreams. The other day he came and slept beside me. At another time, he went to buy drink and told me he was going for a wedding in that dream. I told him, you have died. You should go and let me be. Then I opened my eyes. Daddy, I got scared and it's happening all the time. What should I do? Thank you, sir. Wow. First of all, on behalf of TPGF, I commiserate with you on the passing on of your late husband. Please be comforted. There should be no relationship between the dead and the living. It is not him. It is a familiar spirit putting on his mask to terrorize you. Some people will say it is spiritual husband or koro. First of all, pack away any of his photographs around you there. If you are still wearing the wedding ring, remove it. You are a young widow, as you said. Try to remove whatever image of him around you. Then start warfare prayers. Google or chat GPT for Bible verses against seeing the dead in dream, terrorizing are you in your dream, and fear. You will see many Bible verses. Copy out the relevant one and engage them in spiritual warfare prayers as we have taught it here. Fast one day a week to support, still praying, so battle seed to back up. Do so. Pray with scriptural verses, rejecting any association with the dead. Very soon, you will overcome. You won't see him again. No fear. Pray in faith. Next, Daddy, my question. Everything I do always turn out the opposite. My actions don't turn out the way I intended them. I am tired, and I don't know what else to do. Daddy, please, I need your counsel. God bless you for us, sir. Wow. The reason what you do turns out opposite could be any of these. Listen to it. One, you are not doing them the right way. I have taught us here there is a right way, spiritually and naturally, to do a thing that will achieve purpose. Number two, you either lack training or adequate training on these ventures. Three, you lack a mentor. If you are well trained and you have a good mentor, you won't suffer what you are suffering. A mentor is someone who has succeeded doing what you are trying to do. You will have learned from your mentor, and he will have shown you the do's and the don'ts in the industry and what you set out to do. Lack of a mentor leads to torture. That is why many people suffer, like you have just narrated. Someone must put someone through. These are eternal principles. Don't violate them. Let me stop on these three. There are other factors I could have added. But please, remove the thought of maybe there are demons or witches and wizards responsible, power of darkness, or it is my bad luck. No, no, no. None of these. Work on the three things I just said now. Then pay your tithe and sow your seed into the kingdom to remove devourers, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. That's the scriptural and the spiritual dimension to it. Everything I ever done in my life and the one I'm doing now succeeded, and they are succeeding because I applied the principles I have just shared with you here. Any listeners suffering from the same thing, follow my advice. If you do it right, you will get it right. Next, Daddy, I wish to tell TPJ family that we can help the indigent women through NHIA program called CEMOC. Wow. Please, who are the we? And what is CEMOC? Please enlighten us. Identify yourself or the organization and how it works. Then we will do the needful. I hereby appeal to TPGF members wherever you are. If you know anything that can help our suffering people, any program, NGO, government agency, please let us know. We have too many people that need help and support. Let us help them. God bless TPGF forever. Please remove, remember the new TPGF prayer hub that God has just led us into. 30 minutes prayer to secure the day. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Join us on the Facebook, on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. It is morning program. All in diaspora. When it is morning in your country, assuming you cannot join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, just open your phone, go to Google or Facebook, watch and do whatever you have seen us done. Sing the song, receive the word, pray the prayer, make the sacrifice. That is all. It is a flow to you. It is every day except Sunday. It is new. It is powerful. And it is real. Our communion service tomorrow will be online, face-to-face, online, on YouTube or Facebook. Prepare your communion element tonight. Apart from the regular tithe, back to Thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed we sow regularly, our sacrificial seed this 10th month carries 10, 3 tens, 10, 10, 10, 10,110 naira, 10 kobo. Many people are already doing it. We started it last month when we sold 9,999, 6 nines. Testimonies are pouring in. If you have faith in it, if you have the capacity and you can do it, please do it. Whatever you do that brings the glory, do it more. Oh, yes. I am believing God very soon that TPGF members all over the world, you are going to begin to give to God's kingdom in hundreds of thousands and in millions and multi-millions without struggle, without stress. God will take you to that level. Say amen, I receive it. Remember, I'm on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, 6:30 to 7 a.m., Every morning, join me, and in whatever country you are, join us. Google, go to your YouTube and your Facebook and do the Turning Point Prayer Hub, securing the day. God has just led us into it. Everyone connect to it. Subscribe to our YouTube, like our Facebook, so you can be part of it every time. I speak to your life today. Go and see the hand of God like never before. Go and bring in testimonies. It is well with you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.